to demand that MTC release $1.7 billion in federal funding it's received from the Biden administration, but has yet to distribute to transit agencies. KPFA's Sam Anderson files this report.
MTC, you cannot make us see a pretty sign. MTC, you cannot.
When the American Rescue Plan passed in March to provide economic relief from the pandemic, it included $30 billion in federal spending on transportation, with $1.7 billion of that funding going directly to Bay Area transit agencies. But before that money can be used to fund service increases or transit jobs, it has to be distributed by the Metropolitan Transit Commission.
They're sitting on their hands. They're not doing anything with it. They're taking a supremely leisurely time, which is ridiculous, given that our transit systems are in danger of being permanently damaged forever.
Nathan Swedlow is a co-chair of the People's Transit Alliance, a subcommittee of the East Bay Democratic Socialists of America. He's one of the organizers of the rally and says he was shocked to see that a discussion of the nearly $2 billion in funding wasn't on the agenda during the Programming and Allocations Committee meeting of the MTC last month. Local transit agencies like AC Transit and BART are running up against a budget deadline of July 1st, and without the federal money in place, they will be budgeting for more service cuts and potentially more layoffs. Swedlow says the people most affected by this decision are the essential workers who have been commuting during the pandemic and the operators who have put themselves at risk to keep the system moving.
They're missing school, they're missing work, they're missing doctor's appointments. And these are the two groups of people that were left out of these conversations that MTC was having. So while MTC is making decisions about the future of public transit from behind their Zoom screens, the transit-dependent people and the operators, the people actually engaging with the buses, are out here waiting for the buses to come, and they're not showing up.
Transit advocates say MTC is creating a death spiral.
Believe it or not, death spiral is a term of art in the transportation world.
Richard Mark Antonio is a managing attorney at Public Advocates, a justice-oriented law and advocacy organization. He says that cuts in service result in lower ridership, which in turn leads to transit agencies budgeting for less revenue, and then planning even more cuts to compensate.
A lot of the revenue that our transit agencies receive is based on ridership. So they lose ridership. They're not only losing fares, but they're also losing their share of that funding.
It is austerity measures like these that have angered unions like the Amalgamated Transit Union and the Inland Boatmen's Union, who are demanding a significant increase in service. Bay Area-wide transit service has decreased by 40% compared to pre-pandemic levels. But some services, like AC Transit, whose ridership is largely people of color, have been cut by nearly 80%. Transit ridership also decreased by 80% in the same time period. But advocates say that if services are restored, ridership will increase, and this huge chunk of federal spending is the perfect opportunity to jumpstart the system. Here's Jovanka Beckles, one of AC Transit's five elected board members and a speaker at the rally.
They can choose to stick with the status quo and continue to starve public transit and endanger its future in the Bay Area, or they can choose to stand with us today. MTC has ignored our demands for far too long, and we're tired of it. Yeah. So today, let's call MTC to what? Release the funds.
Release the funds.
When reached for comment, MTC Assistant Communications Director John Goodwin said, quote, MTC is not holding anything back. Because the American Rescue Plan money is likely the last wave of federal relief that will be available for transit operations, MTC's focus is seeing that each transit agency has enough money to last until new travel patterns and customer demand stabilize, which may well be another year or even longer. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.